container carrying content going to continent, but the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and fixes the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
The word of God is a fire in your bones. Join Peter Neil Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living Street Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
You make me wise, you make me smart, you make me productive. You make me special, you make me fun.
Say, neighbor, oh my neighbor, can I tell you the truth? Can I tell you the truth? Are you sure you want to hear it? I am in love. I am in love. I am in love. I'm in love. Someone say with you. Ask him with you. Ask him with you. Tell him what is you. Can I give you a good news this morning? Do you want to hear a good news this morning? Are you sure you want to hear the good news this morning? Our first single in Fair Report is coming up May 5. And don't worry. Let me reserve the ready news. I don't know, I'm just falling in love this morning. And let me tell you the truth. It's not because I'm getting married in 27 days time. Not because of that. No. Your mind is dirty. It's not that one. I am in love because he loved me. He loved me first. Can I show you a romantic man? He's a man that knows the Holy Spirit. When you are looking for a man, look for a man that knows God. Don't look for man, they will look for you. Hallelujah. Is somebody excited to be in church this morning? Tell your neighbor whether you are looking nice or you are looking smiling. How is your neighbor looking? How am I looking? What do you say? I'm looking okay. Say it again. Say it again. Is that from King George? Okay. I don't understand. Say you have your say like kings and queens in charge this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, we have been the school of character, and it's gonna be a wonderful service, and we're gonna learn something beautiful this morning. Can I ask a question? If you have spent up to 1 year in this church, raise up your hand. How many friends have you consciously made in this church? How many friends have you consciously made since you joined Living City Church? 3. Are they in church this morning? Mention their names. Samuel. Binga. There's a difference between making friends and they are your friend. So, are they your friends? Do you have their phone numbers? 3 of them or 1 of them? You are not born again. Any other person? You have been in church for the past 1 year. No, 1 year is too long. You have been in church for the past 6 months. Anybody? 6 months? 3 months? Okay, 3 months. Have you consciously made any friend in church? How many? Okay, can I ask you a question? Maybe some of you have been coming to this church and you don't have a friend. Raise up your hand. You don't have anybody that you met in church. Just come, get blessed, and go back home. Rise up in your faith. You just come to church, you get blessed, and you go home. And you have never met anybody. Nobody have ever met you. Raise up your hand. Stand up. You have been coming to church, you have never met a friend, and nobody ever met you. Stand up. Who is the person? You. Come. You have never met a friend, nobody ever met you. Do you know it's bad to go to a place and don't meet people? You are meeting me. No. My phone number is 07031181101. 311-81101. Call me. I owe you the chat card. You are not. Hallelujah. What's the church in Yoruba? Ijo, right? Ijo means encounter akojo ti ojo ra won. Ijo encounter akojo ti ojo ra won. So when you come to church, means things we gather together. That is what I like. Ijo encounter akojo ti ojo ra won. So when you come to church, you look for encounter ojo. I don't know how to interpret that. When you come to church, you know, I said, encounter akojo ti kojo anamo, right? Meaning, things that we gather together that don't look alike. So when you come to church, the principle is lock and key. They are not the same, but they must fit in. They must just fit in. I don't know whether you have played this game, whereby you are trying to, one will enter the other. Okay. How many of you did that game in children when you were a child? That you're trying to build a house. That one will enter, the other side is the edge, the other side is the, Lego. So, that's what church looks like. We are not alike, but we can fit into one another. So, coming to church and not meeting people is lack of character. Welcome to School of Character. So, even after today's service, you have not met any persons, you are not born again. Born again in the sense of fellowship, born again, not Jesus born again. So, you see, some of us, we go to places and we don't meet people consciously. We have to be intentional about meeting people. You might not like them, But guess what? You might need them. I went to an event 2010, I think. Miles Monroe came to Nigeria and he came to Akure to organize an event. And when he came to Nigeria to organize an event, the event was organized for area boys in Akure. The governor brought him for the towns, for the motor park guys. I like that governor. But as he was speaking, he was just shouting. He was smoking. But I went there consciously. I went with Tosin, my younger brother. We were listening to what he was saying. Everything he was saying, I've read it in his books. But guess what? I was looking for who to connect with. As he finished, I went, any question? I stood up. I said, I have a question. I said, sir, I have been doing things for a while. Nobody has sponsored me. I'm looking for sponsor. He said, son, keep doing what you are doing. Very soon, men will pay your bills. My brother taught me consistency. But as I asked the question, a guy walked up to me. He said, good morning, sir. I said, good morning, sir. He said, my name is Ambassador Bayo. He said, I love the way you spoke. I wanted to connect with you. Can we meet? We exchanged numbers. I became the best man of that man on his wedding day. I asked a question, he located destiny. I became his best man on his wedding day. Today we are very good friends. Many eyes look for your eyes, see. Your destiny ever is next to you and you cannot see them. It's lack of character. Some of us are not relating because we don't. It's not because we can't relate, but because we feel too big to relate. You don't know you ate. Ability to relate is an evidence of your entry level. Do you know? See, we just hate people messing us up. But guess what? Inside that mess is your blessing. You don't want them to speak to you anyhow. But guess what? Let them speak to you anyhow and get what you need from out of life. So anytime you go somewhere, consciously meet people. Who said, come. Where did you meet me from? Come. Where do you meet me?
Online.
On Facebook. He slept in my house over the weekend. He has been a, how many of us know she?
See, you are popular.
This apostle said man's monitoring spirit. Anything apostle is going, this is the guy that's, this apostle's monitoring spirit. And guess what? He met me on Facebook, he connected to me. He wouldn't have a place to live on camp if he had not met me. That was not his, when he met me, he didn't know I was living on camp. But today, he comes to Holy Ghost and he sleeps in my place, he sleeps in my room, sometimes we live together. That was not part of the package when he met me, right? But that became the additional package in the relationship. Relationship is relations in a ship. So, anytime you go to places, consciously meet people. Because, sometimes your destiny about may be the person you are not talking to.
Thank you.
I have met people in my life. Look at Pastor Dela here. Where Pastor Dela was this taking photo, picture. When he was, today I see the Dela photo. See today, I've not been able to change it because that was how I knew you. I will call him.
I said, hey, Adela, what's up? Can you let me take a picture of this event? He said, yes, sir. He will come around. When he's going, I'll say, God bless you, sir. Have I ever given you money before? That does not say nothing.
But guess what? We were building a relationship that we didn't know was going to become an assistant pastor. Today, let's assume those days, he has trusted me, messed me.
Today is my revenge season.
Are you getting what I'm saying? I wasn't a pastor. I was serving as a copper. Nobody knew me, Daniel. I was just coming up. This man had been saying, yes, he called me my father in the Lord. I was a copper.
He will call my father in the Lord.
Hello, sir. Pastor, what's up? When I chat him, sometimes he will call, I'll go to his office to go and greet him because I want to do that and something. I don't like what this is sounding.
has been doing this Yesa thing
since when I was a copper. Now I'm a pastor. He's my assistant pastor. Remember we started when I was 7. Who knows? Maybe the person.
Who knows? Maybe your roommate
might be the wife of the governor tomorrow. How do you treat them? See, nobody can forget anybody that impacts their lives.
So, character is locating people, meeting them, and consciously being part of their life. So, one character to learn is ability to honor people, irrespective of their status. Ability to honor people, irrespective of their status. They are smart today. Yes, they can be big tomorrow. How do you know a man of character? You know a man of character by what he do to somebody that can't repay him. By what he does to somebody that can't repay him. Do you get that? You know a man of character by what he does to somebody who cannot repay him. Can you show me 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15? 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. 1 Timothy 3 15. Do you know a man of character by what he does to somebody who cannot repay him? At the same time, what is character? Character is the way we think, the way we act, the way we behave. Character is the way we think, the way we act, the way we behave, our personality. The way we think, the way we act, the way we behave, our personality. A man is best defined by his character. A man is best defined by his character. See, I was making guess of one of my friends here. Yeah. One of my childhood friends. You see, at least you have seen my two classmates in this church that are now members of the church. Even though when I was not born again, I wasn't a bad person. Abibenga. Even when we were chasing girls together, I wasn't a bad boy. Was good. See, some unbelievers are good in character. Have you met them before? They are not born again, but when you live with them, you're happy. Some roommates, you hate living with them. Have you had some roommates in school, you were in school, who will use your water? Use everything and insult you on top of your water. Aya. They finish your food and they won't say sorry. The way we behave now, some people you don't need to be born again to have good virtues. Because the virtue we have as believer is the virtue of Christ. I'm going to be talking about in Jesus culture. I'm going to be talking about in Jesus culture. We are not learning character, we are going to learn Christ. Because when you have Christ, you have his virtues. But now, even as a normal person, after service, common cause is good afternoon, you look nice. Some people cannot say it. Some people are too big to compliment. Watch out those who only see negative things about you. Run away from them. I got an idea. Anything? Praise God. Are you getting this money? That somebody see, if somebody is wearing something and saying it. Because when it becomes your nature, that's how you tell your wife. That's how you tell your husband. And there is no man who doesn't like to be complimented. How many of these criminals together? Want to go? You may know how people ought to conduct themselves in the house of God, which is the church, and the pillar and the prop as proper support of the truth. He's talking about what? There is a character to do in church. You know, I started from character outside. I'm talking about now character for the church. But before I enter this character for the church, I'm saying, even with your elders, sorry. You know, my parent taught me that when an elder is passing and is coming, don't stay on the road with him. Some of us want to climb stairs and the elder is coming and you climb. You don't do like this. It's lack of character. Character says, stay, let the elder come down first. You are going, you want to enter a place and the elder is coming behind you. Character says, steps aside, let the person go ahead. See, my generation is so rotten that we don't have character. Let me tell you a short story. I've shared it before in church. A lady came to, is it not Intercontinental back then for job? They gave her an appointment to come to bank for 8 a.m. for interview. And they were trying to enter the bank. And as they were entering, somebody just came, mashed the lady. The lady said, shouting, would you have funny? Are you blind? Can't you just say, I'm sorry? Oh my God. Oh shit. And she, the man said, I'm sorry. Enter the bank. As soon as she entered for the interview, that's the person going to interview her. She was, what will happen? She was cold. But as she was matching the man, a lady was saying, I'm sorry, please take it easy now, take it easy now. The guy came to cash money. They chased the other lady and said, do you have a job? He said, no, come and listen to her. True life story. She came to cash money. The money that maybe is a boyfriend. I don't know how the money came. The best that doesn't have job, where is he getting money from? Oh, okay, one wrong sentence. But she came to bank to cash money, she went to cash job. Oh, yeah. Why? Character! Come on, I'm sorry! She was not the person that they messed up, but she was saying, sister, take it easy. Sorry, sir. Please don't mind. I'm sorry. And she wasn't looking for husband. Some sisters have character for husband. After the man come, oh, Missy, how are you? You're not feeling fine. How are you doing? Oh, when the man enter their life, open the kilo share. May God give us character. It's so painful that believers are the ones that fought these things the most. Our character is so bad. Somebody help you. Just say thank you. See, it starts from. I taught our workers this way. I don't know whether some of them do it. I learned from campus. If you give the opportunity to say opening prayer and water, I send a text. Thank you, sir. Why? Any opportunity you appreciate, we appreciate. I can't decide not to give you my mic again. But you have talent. They won't hear you until I give you platform. So when you climb somebody's platform, appreciate the platform so I can come back there. Sometimes, hey, calm down, church. Sometimes you don't collect honorarium. Hey, see, Uche is here. I've not given him money before. But I told him yesterday, Uche, as I'm getting big, you know me. This guy took all my messages, record them. He's talking about this. He always come and record my message and put online. People hear me now all over the world because of one boy. I don't have money to give him today. But guess what? You can be sure. You can be sure. Their studio is the one doing my songs. All my songs free. You can be sure. I don't have money today. But I have anointing. But guess what? This anointing is marketable. I was not here yesterday. I won't be here tomorrow. Look for initial reward. Sometimes help the person that can't help you back because later the person can still help you. Who taught that guy to connect to Joseph in the prison? But the guy was no wise. You know what I'm saying? How did he know you should remember? The roommate of Obasanjo the night before the election, when he was still in prison, would have connected. He would have been the minister of prisoners.
Did
didn't know the next president is coming from the prison. They didn't read the Bible about Joseph. They would have connected to him. Because inside your connection is your collection. What's my message this morning, George? That you will not allow anybody go. Anybody you sense worth. Tap what? They may not be there today. Have their number. I send messages to all my mentors or people around me once in 3 weeks. Just to keep in touch. We need to learn character. The way we conduct ourselves. I told you. I went to preach for a senior pastor. The pastor looked at me for the first time in my life. He wrote me a check of 100,000. He was so blessed. I said, Daddy, take it. That's the biggest move. Young boy, full-time pastor, pull your neighbor. That's not some of your salary. Almost. I can't continue this stuff. But you know, the time that collect 100 can collect 1,000,000. It's possible to collect 100 and not come back again. But it's possible to keep collecting 100. I said, Daniel, take it back. You look at me. I said, Daniel, are you free next month? I said, no. Because you don't be able to do it. I said, you want it. I said, I'm busy, sir. It's not lying, it's wisdom. He said, I'm busy, sir. He said, what about September? He said, maybe. He said, please, I'll check my calendar, sir. He said, please, try and check. So I'm trying to tell him, I don't need your money. I need it. I said, you know, my calendar is tight. So I'm trying and check if I'm free. You know, call me. I look at me, please help me fix the date. You know, you gave 100,000 naira to a boy. He returned it back to you. And you ask him to come next month. He said, he's not coming. He said, this boy must have passion. I have come there. I left it on my and I keep collecting. Don't check my comments. Are you learning something? Sometimes. And sometimes some people will not reward you. You can get it somewhere else. Bible says, you will reap what you sow, not where you sow. Not where. You will reap what you sow, not where you sow. You can reap, sow it in Lagos and reap it in Ibadan. Sometimes you do things not because of reward. See, I was talking to one of my classmates here in school one day. And I was telling her about some girls that helped me in school. When I was outside president, you know, as outside pastor, you don't have time to go to class sometimes. We always travel, go for CRM meetings. So I have some 3 ladies in class. Sister Bola, Sister Biola, Sister Bose. All of them are in biology department. We are in class together. So, one was welfare, one was music director, one was financial secretary. Like the way they meet disturbing me. That one used to disturb me too. I don't have time. Do you know what they will do? Then Pelumi, there's another one, Pelumi. Pelumi will write my notes. Bola will get past questions. Sister Bosse will solve all the past questions. They will copy it into small notes and give me to go and read. They didn't know I was going to become this big. I've not started getting it. I was just out here, president, I don't look like I have a picture. But those sisters, and guess what? Most of them, some of them are my age, some of them are older than me. And I didn't have money to give them. I didn't give them anything. They will pick my pastor. I know you don't have time. See, Bola, we all always say, Remy, have you read? I say, I've not read. He said, please, do not carry me to night class together. They will put me there, me, sit down. When I doze, they will tap me, please read. You can't fail. Ah, may God bless you with people. So, they were doing that for me. Guess what? All of us are 2-1. No first class in my class. All of us add to one. And then to the exam, have you read this one? They will not come here. They will ask me the question. I will answer. No, that's not the way to do it. They will say it like this. They took my note. I don't have time to go to class. They will write my note for me. They will summarize the note into paper. look for past questions, 4 years, 5 years, come back together, and give it to me to read.
Let's see God will not bless them. As soon as we left school, Bola married my friend. Another pastor, I would say a president from another school. Sister Bosse married somebody. Sister Bosse had been single for a while. God answered that. She married one of our fellowship school. Diola is in UI doing masters. All of them are saying, Pastor, you're coming. Why would they come? I wasn't giving them anything. But they were connected to my life. But guess what? The day I have opportunity to bless them. Daniel, God will satisfy you. Mama did not give me money. She never paid my school fees. She only said, Daniel, God will satisfy you. They weren't this big. They have not started traveling abroad. They were in the room with me. I will leave school and we go to the house during the weekend. They go and do what? Wash car, wash plate. I can't wash plate. Wash car, wash plate.
Sunday morning!
Our announcement fellowship. Mama Jane's program is happening tomorrow. Please go there. Mama will say, Daniel, God will satisfy you. One day, Mama insulted me. I was foolish. I just got to, you know, over familiarity kills something. I was so, Mama, I just got to. I opened the pot. Open the steel. The tick. I served myself. As I started eating, Mama called Jaden. She just came out. Daniel, are you okay? Even my husband don't open my door. What do you do the other city? She really is. I could, the food cannot go again. You know that kind of thing. The food cannot. I said, I'm sorry. So that I will not waste the food. I shall rush to squeeze the food inside my mouth, but it didn't digest. Ah! I thought all through the night. Ah! After I finished. So guess what? The next morning, I need to apologize again. And I left to school. And I came back the following weekend. I have talked to young people like you, they never return. Must be a different way. He was angry at the same time testing me. Today. See, how do you know a person of character when your leader corrects you and you are not angry? The correction will be painful, but you accept it. A person of character don't return back. I didn't squeeze my face. It was painful, but I didn't squeeze my face. From their face, you know whether they have character or not. Let me show you a scripture that talks about the face. Jeremiah 5:3. How did he squeeze my face?
She was correcting me,
and I was saying, I'm sorry, man. And I went back again to continue what I'm doing. Today, they are in Lagos, they are big people, and I'm still with them. Come on together, once we go.
Do not look on the truth. They have meant to please you outwardly, but you look on their heart. You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to take correction or instruction. They have harder than a rock.
The evidence of not taking correction is the squeeze face. when they talk to you and you squeeze your face, they say that you don't take correction. Watch it. Mama taught me stance in correction. When they talk to you, like, it's a sign that you're arrogant. Your pocket, whatever you put your hand in your pocket, it doesn't make sense to you, but it counts much. Is somebody getting blessed this morning? See, all these simple, simple characters go a long way. Today, Mama and I were still connected.
Familiarity kills the anointing. Some people, they are so bad in character. You come to a man's house, you enter the room. Daddy. Did they call you? Were you invited? They only ask you to stay. When you come to a man's house, stay in the sitting room and don't sit down. What did I say? Until they ask you to sit, don't sit. It's a sign of honor. When you enter a man's house, do not sit down until he asks you to sit. Some of you just pick remote. I don't like this channel, Telemundo. You won't come again. And then I'll come to you. Wait, I will meet you outside. Some of you wonder why some doors have closed. Your character closed them. God opened the door. Your character shut the door. When you go to a man's office, don't look at his table. When you go to a man's office, don't look at his table. You are telling your table is rough. Say, Pastor, where do I look? You enter the office, you don't sit down, you stand. You don't look at his table, you just look. Do you get that kind of look? It's a sign that you honor the person. I have learned all these things in the hard way. Don't stretch your 40 hand towards an elder. Let them do it first. Are you learning wisdom? Then, when you are walking past an elder, if they carry something, collect it. Don't be too big to collect their bag. Let me tell you my own experience. I feel like talking, but we have to close this up, but I don't know. One night I was moving on a street and I saw, is it an old man or a old man? Okay. Which one is correct? And, okay. I just saw the man carrying a keg of water. Very old. I ran to him. Collected the cake. The man said, don't worry. I collected it. When we got to the destination, the man collected the cake for me and started crying. He cried and cried and cried and lay hands on my head. Only what that God. He blessed me. A man old at 70 shedding tears and blessing a boy. You think you can cause him? That blessing will not come. I say, Daddy, Lord Jesus. I helped him and I got a blessing. Character is in helping those ahead of you. Don't allow your mentor do what you can do for them. Don't allow your leader do what you can do for them. It won't cost you anything. He won't cost you anything. Just help. Help. And it's not just your elder. Help your mates. Listen, don't look for a man when he's big. Learn to be part of startups. Somebody's business is just thriving. Don't say, Moyo, coolie. Party me there now, give me. You eat and coolie finish. You will run down the company. What
am I saying?
Be part of startup.
Somebody just starting.
Invest in that thing.
Be part of people's beginning. So, not just say, help only those side of you. Help your peers too, as they are starting up.
When they grow big too, they won't forget you. And in case they forget you, God will reward you. Remember, you will reap what you sow, not where you sow.
Also,
help those under you. For example, somebody is coming up and I help him to rise. It's a privilege. My children are still going to come up. Somebody will help them. You won't be everywhere for your children. Let me tell you my dad's story as I close. My dad is a servant up to today. My dad served pastor all his life. My dad. Now, that man that came here is a servant. He has been serving pastor as a young boy. He's always serving pastors. And guess what? Those pastors are always younger than him. One time, my mom was just saying, daddy, getting that bad. You are getting old. These pastors, let them. And I said, he will go to the pastor's house, help him to do this one, help him. My dad loves serving men of God. When I became ROCF president in school, my high schools were 27, I was 23. My high schools were 27, 30, 32, 28. One of them calling me, yes, sir. The person driving me everywhere, because I have an official car, driving me everywhere was around 28 when I was 23.
Bro, get up, sir!
And they will come. Today, you know, I'm a very young man. The people that call me daddy are way older than me. My dad did not repeat. I am repeating. My dad served pastors younger than him. Today, people working for me and working with me are older than me. Whatever you sow, you will reap. It might not be you, it might be your children. So,
help those ahead of you. Help your peers and help what?
Is somebody blessed this morning? Some basic characters you need for the church service. Number one, arrive to church on time.
What did I say? Arrive to church what? On time! Evidence of character is coming late! Character defect is in coming late! I am guilty! Do you know what? Pastors, oftentimes when you're not the one preaching, you don't come early. Have you observed it? Yes!
Is it?
But if you're the one preaching, so what am I saying? Come to church early!
It's an evidence of good character in the church. Number two, dress formally for the event.
Say, is it not church?
You are going for a date with the King of Kings. When your boyfriend calls you to say, hey, baby, can we go out? What do? You look for your best clothes. How much more will your maker? Calls for a meeting. He calls for a meeting on Sunday. Wear your best. I'm going to insult some church because they are pastor dressed well. He will dress like that. You think if I have more money, I won't dress more than this? Let your moderation be known to all men, but at the same time, no good.
And I say, face your neighbor, face your
the neighbor covered the man because the thing coming out is sulfuric concentrated.
Dress good, look nice, smell nice. Smell nice, good wristwatch, good perfume, good blazer. Some people don't iron their shirt to church. You go to look for a job and not get your clothes and yourself. There's no light. Get your clothes iron. We went to boarding school. Don't stove iron. Put iron on stove. Clean the bottom with clothes. Put on your clothes. Arrange it. Put camphor. When your white is turning brown, put blue. You remember those things? What are you saying? Dress well for the event. Tell anybody dress well for any church service. And guess what? I saw some of us during weekly service, we dress anyhow. Anytime you are coming before God, dress well. Whether weekly or Sunday. Whether Tuesday or Thursday, dress well and appear nice.
Number what? Be participator in the worship. Don't be a spectator.
Some of us cannot clap in church. Some of us cannot shout. Say amen. The worst thing I've observed.
Let's pray.
As if you're in graveyard.
Did they block your mouth? When he said to pray, what do you do? Open your mouth. But I said,
ask God for one thing. That one is different.
Can we praise the Father? You shout the Father. Whatever he says, you say it.
Be part of worship. Is character for the church.
When they say clap, clap. When they say shout, shout.
Anybody who doesn't do that is a sign of bad character.
Be part of praises. Don't sit down during praise and worship. Be part of the worship. Don't be a spectator. Don't make noise during service. Don't be GC. Don't sit down next to a lady. I'm a shanty. I'm a GC.
You leave your position to go and sit down to a lady.
Don't do that! Don't do that!
I don't know why you are looking at one side. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just preaching the gospel.
Am I preaching? Someone said preaching, pastor. They will leave their position.
Okay, let me leave that one.
Concentrate in the service. Number what? Concentrate! Some of us, we are on WhatsApp, we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, doing church service.
Can't you shut down for that time you are with God? Some of us know that practically we can't leave our phones throughout the week, right? Why not that time in church, drop your phone? You are trying to check status. Who like it? Who doesn't like it? During church service?
Hallelujah. That's not the time to check status. Don't bother about me. Don't bother about me. Don't bother.
That's not the time to check status. That's not the time to check Facebook. Shut down.
Put your phone on flight mode. You know, the devil is funny. Bible says, check amplified. You pick up your phone. You want to check amplified. The message just come. You want to go and check it. From that one, somebody like. Let me share the like. From that, somebody comment. Throughout the service, you are there. Do you know what happens? Let me just check this thing. As you are checking, 1 hour, you are still checking. And without knowing, you have been checked out of the blessing in that service.
What do we call service? We call it Sunday. Sunday what? Sunday what?
What do you do in service? It's to service you. You service your generator. Sunday is a time to come and do. You know what I'm saying, right?
Overhauling, that's the ground I'm looking for. It's time to come and recheck.
Let me take another one. Receive eagerly the message.
Receive what?
Eagerly the message. You know, some of us now we have deep revelation. When you hear things like fruit of the spirit, you don't love it. That's what it is. Deep things. See, sometimes we know the deep things and we don't know the small things. Sometimes we like high things and the low things are things that keep us. A guy told me one day, he said, Peter, I said, do you know Revelation? I said, which one? He said, do you know the meaning of Babylon? I said, you know the mystery of Babylon. I said, Babylon. I said, yes. I said, Babylon is a system.
Ow!
Oh, Odip. I just shake my head. Babylon is a system. How does that bless you? See, I love Revelation.
But say, there are some cherubs, there are some cherubs. How does that affect your destiny? So it's good to know that there are cherubs, but at the same time, know the small things.
Many of us know high things, we can't pray. We know deep things, we can't fast. So when you go to church, no matter how simple the message is, accept it. Say, I don't like that video. That man is not sharing a man. 36 years, he's still preaching. Your own father, you have married in 5 years. Somebody has been preaching that simple message. And said, Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Get here before I can serve. And they are coming. The Lord is cool. He's holy. He live holy. I've seen my mansion. He has been shouting since 1970 or something. Your father started 2 years ago, only Facebook ministry. So, he said, oh, preach duty, I think. Somebody has been preaching that whole thing. 36 years, he's still there. Gathering people every month. Your father cannot gather one time. If they gather, it's by Facebook like. I'm not. So, am I talking? Don't despise any message. I don't like Bishop Ezekiel. The guy is just starting prosperity. He has jet. What did your father have? He's your daddy's age mate. I told my dad when I said, Daddy, Bishop Ezekiel is your age mate. He said, I don't like it. He's starting faith. You that don't have faith, what have your whole life done for you? Don't criticize anything that works. You cannot criticize a man until you have done twice. What is doing? A man is shouting faith. Built Covenant University. 7 months. Shouting faith. Largest auditorium in the world. 9 months. Shouting faith. Landmark University. Within 1 year or something. Shouting faith. Your father that has not shouted faith. He has not built the building. Don't criticize whatever works. Our destiny is different. Why is that your destiny is not the one? It's not the big one. What for this egg? No, life is not equal. He can't talk about. He can't hear or shake. He can't talk about. Listen to me. Fingers are equal. Don't do like this. If it's like this, it's equal. Do like this. Is it not equal? Is it not equal? What are you saying? I'm not saying start listening to NSC. But guess what? In every nonsense, there is a sense. In fact, it can be somebody is preaching. You can even discover faith from you. I'm not saying start listening to everybody. But I'm saying, when you come to church, it might not be Peter that is preaching. Anybody that is preaching, hear what God has to say. Sometimes you hear what the person is not saying. Listen. Number what? Come to church with your Bible. So many of us don't have Bibles. We don't have. Am I making you angry? You don't have Bibles. Everybody lift up your Bible. So, LSE has spoiled you. Screen has spoiled you. Screen has spoiled you. Show me. You are used to show me. Come to, see, it's not, you can have a portable Bible that's very small. See, do you know why? You know I use phone Bible. You know I use them every Sunday. But when it's time for phone Bible, it's on flight mode. So no calls can come in, no discussion, no WhatsApp, nothing. I'm a technological person. I'm not saying don't use your phones. But I say, what I'm trying to do now, I'm trying to get a phone that is only application for God. You know, the danger of phone Bible is that sometimes you are checked. For example, if you are using U Bible, U version, you need internet. Alright? Now, with that internet, WhatsApp message is coming in. It's a distraction. So I'm trying to get a new phone that's only Bible and messages. I call it my e-life. So, in case you might not be have that money to do that one yet. But, if you are coming to church with your Bible, you can download an offline Bible. You know, U version as offline version. Then you download all the applications there. So when you want to use your phone, put it in flight mode. Listen, you cannot be talking to God and talk to him at the same time. My people say, from who? Right. Meaning, you can't blow your nose. Are you doing it? Try. No, this is like it. You can't blow nose and blow whistle. Number two, you can't look up and look down. Try it at the same time. Your eyes is up, your eyes is down, except you have a problem. Right? Except you can't look up and look down. So, why are you studying Bible and doing WhatsApp at the same time? Create time for God. See, this message looks archaic. We are in the technology world. You know, we did ourselves. I can read Bible on the road. But how many times have you read it on the road? Am I talking to somebody? We find it difficult. Most of us are on groups. Sometimes those groups are distractions. Create time for the world.
Shut down! 1 hour! No internet!
Bible. But come to church with your Bible. I'm not saying don't use your phone. But I'm saying when you are using your phone, flight mode. Do you understand that? So that there won't be any distraction. Don't be distracted in the presence of God. Can you go for a job and be chatting?
Answer me. Job interview and you're chatting?
Why not now everyone's interview? See, the way we devalue God in our generation, that's how we are now making. God, those fathers, they don't have rhema, but they have work. They don't have the talk, but they have the work. Baba Abiara, they call him Baba Alagbo. He's always on the mountain. Great people cannot. That's it. Baba Lola did teleport. You have not heard before. He will stay somewhere now. Move from Malaysia to a KG. Philippian Airways.
He doesn't have rhema. He just has go and water.
You have rhema. I'm sitting with Christ in heavenly places, far above. Far above, you are down above, down below. Those fathers don't have rhema, but they have the work. We have the talk, but we don't have the work. See, Daddy Gio shut down. Learn to shut down. In our generation, we do WhatsApp, we pray. Man, I call passion in us. You see? comment. Doesn't like my comment. My problem, baby, we are deceiving ourselves. I do it a lot, but it's deceiving ourselves. It's called deceivement. It's called what? Deceivement. It's called what? Deceivement. It's my grammar. You can't find it anywhere. It's my grammar. Deceivement. This picture, slim mama. You not coming, slim mama. Ma po koto me lebe de de. You did not say. Me po do. Hey, shagu, your head do. She go do. Then we just say, we don't continue.
Devil is sponsoring technology to kill our spirituality.
Daddy Gio, how the people you are, these fathers, they only shut down. That man will be in his room 3 days, lying down. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Shut down. No internet, no anything. For you. For do retreat, you're supposed to kill you on the mountain.
I don't know why you begin to reveal your technology for renewal. Do you see any country except Nigeria army? They will tell you we just bought 1 billion equipment for the army, including the motor. You are, Boko Haram, they want to kill you already. So they go and get the higher one. Somebody will go to the mountain.
Oh, no, kill you. Chile.
No wonder when you come down, you are down before you leave the mountain. Go for prayer. He said, the fire in the service is too much. You are praying.
No wonder your life is bitter, not better.
Nobody reveals their secret technology. I tell you what I do so I can be like me. I can't go and say it on Facebook. Anything you see in my post is because it's going to bless the body of Christ.
You can't see me doing the shit I'm posting. 3 days retreat. At no time. Day two, we did them. May God give us wisdom.
Every young person in the body of Christ, learn to do something. Learn to stay off internet. Internet is taking us from internet.
E and E. E that one. Internet. My dictionary. Eternity net. Your internet is cutting you off from internet. We like social media, but we hate spirit media. Time to pray is not time to chat. Shut down. Shut down. See, how many of us have this challenge I'm talking about? Thank you for being sincere. We are so distracted in our generation, right? So distracted. But guess what? The people that have power amongst us are the people that are connected. Ah, be done. You will keep shouting because I won't do what you are doing. There are days I sit on my phone, 3 days, you call me. How many people have come and I don't pick your calls? I won't pick. I can't talk to any human being, including my father, when I'm praying. I won't pick your call. I won't. I put it on silent mode so that I don't disturb, so that I'll call if I remember. If I don't remember. Who say I don't reply chat? Why would I reply? I don't have time. You will keep breaking your problem. I will keep solving. So, those who make news don't watch news. The person they are going to look at don't look at people. You see my boss, he came under 3 hours tongues. That boss did not just come. It was after 3 hours fire before I released it. So, I did not just wake up in the morning carry one. Some people, I want prophetic meeting group early in the morning. I can start talking to them. They thought that the last session will be private. Me, that time, I am praying. God gives the message. He said, post it. I start teaching them. As I'm teaching them, I'm talking to him. He's downloading it live. It's like WhatsApp live. As I'm receiving it, I'm dropping it. After I shut down, go back to my city. They keep chatting with me on the chat. I won't pick their phone. I can't do what you are doing. I'm much better than you. So I can't be talking to you every time, chatting with you every time. I don't have the time. Say, Pastor, it's always online. And you shall be, you think I'm online? Shut down! Shut down! Switch off your phones! You know, how many of you used to watch my program, Pray with Peter and every Thursday? Pray with Peter and every Thursday on Facebook, 12 to 12:30. Some people are not following me. Follow Jesus. Last week, I didn't do it. He said, Pastor, we didn't see you. Why? I have to do pray with God first. He said, my son, tomorrow morning, 6 hours, no stop. Don't talk to anybody. Talk to me. And I stay with God. And he gave me direction for the next years. I'll be doing prayer with Peter and you'll be getting blessed. I won't be blessed. But when I stayed in the secret, I got direction for the future. Learn to always stay and shut down. The strategy for renewal is to be alone. Strategy for renewal is what? Be alone. See, God is now teaching me lately. All service have ended since. Can I continue? I don't know. Pastor Adela knows we don't know how this service is going to run. But let's just continue. Do you know what God was teaching me? He said, Daniel, learn to be alone in the midst of the crowd. He said, Daniel, learn to be alone in the midst of the crowd. He said, okay, how do I do that? He said, you are the boss. Everybody is talking. Stay alone. Shut down and face me. Let us talk. Ah, God, how do I maintain constitution? Put a scripture in my mouth and keep saying it. Put a scripture in your mouth and keep saying it. I will come in the middle. So, when I enter the bus, I say, God, let's do it again. Put off the phone. Whichever is playing, make the lawyer. The people at the back are shouting. Don't make noise. They just keep doing that one. And I say, in him was life. And life is like a man. Before you say 100 times, you feel terrible presence. When I can't hear it again, I say it out. It's not saying to my mind. Where? From where? Not from your heart. Today we put scripture in our heart. Put it in your mouth. So when I'm going out in the day, I put the scripture in my mouth. I keep saying it. Keep saying it. Confession is called homologio. Same word. Same word. same word, confession, same word. Say, I shall know that. That's not confession, that's talking. Confession is, keep saying it, I am the light of God. I am the light of God. Same word. As he said it, you say it. Keep saying it. As I used to say, don't stop saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. What is it? Say it. Throughout the day. From that verse, I can preach daily. Stop looking at it. Don't say it to the ear message. Say it to the ear. That is how to stay alone. Very soon. The only thing you are hearing is what you are saying. Do you know it's possible to be in the best you cannot hear? What is lost in thought? Think the scriptures. In the midst of the crowd, think the scriptures. Think the scriptures. Think it. Think it. Think it. Keep saying it. Sometimes I'm in class, they don't, oh, my class, they don't look at me. I'm not hearing the lecture. Sometimes you just speak your note. That's why, when you're going out in the day, have a pad and a pen. God can see anything. Are you getting this morning? Keep saying it. In the midst of the crowd, you're just here. Quoting the scripture. That's why I need most of the scriptures I know. I keep saying it. In case I forget, I have a sticking pad at the back of my daughter. I just speak it out. Read the scripture. Because I write the scripture out. It's everywhere. If I forget, I quickly check it. See, I'm not in competition to know whether I can say it correctly. I'm not competing to say it correctly. I have to just keep saying what I'm saying. Praise God. Remember what? That one I was saying before I go to the next one, when they say Bible, open it. Don't say I know the scripture. They say something to it. They're like, oh my God, the Lord is my shepherd. You know, sometimes you open a scripture and you see what you have not seen before. They're like, I have been reading this before. Then I was going to be called into preaching ministry. I didn't know. I just read Luke 1:57. I've been reading before and I saw the scripture. It says, when Elizabeth came to give birth to her son. That word full time, they use God on it. To me. I just came to me. What's it to me? It is a full time service for the little bed service. Glory! That was March 11, 2014. March 11, 2014. They can't forget. I say, yeah! Yeah! I say, full time ministry. What are you going to do after school? Full time ministry. Put that ministry. I've been reading that Bible before. I didn't see it. So when they say, open the Bible, open it. Who knows? Your revelation might be seen that day. Who knows? Your light might come back. Next one. Come to church with a jotter and a pen. Bible said, write division, not type division. Say this pastor is old school. Well, guess what? Your memory can wipe. Your phone can be lost. Your tablet can be missing. Or your jotter. Let me ask you a question. Some of you, I saw my jotter 2012 and I was shocked at the revelations there. Has that been before? Did I write this? Always come to church with a pen and jotter. One man said, the faintest pen is sharper than the wisest pen. The faintest pen. Who are trying to cover their phone? I already see it. This is your song. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah? I have seen it, okay. The faintest pen is sharper than what is pen. Come to church with a pen and a jotter. It's going to help you. Next one, number what? Now, this one. Some people do it in church. People do it in church. Say amen and give remarks when necessary. Me, if what beat me, I stand up. It's not bad to express deception. Sometimes when you do those things, it helps those things to sink for you. But don't use it. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes I say, yeah! They're like, what's wrong with you? Oh, Gwen, oh, shoot me. My friend will say, shoot me. See me? My brother. They shoot me. They say, what did God? That's the way I respond to messages. So I can just shout, stand up, yay! I'll just start moving around. They think I'm mad. Yes, I'm mad. Making a difference. Ninja Bear. He's entering me. Sometimes those things are necessary. So he says, yes, sir! But it becomes stupid when you're a nuisance. He separates the Lord. You need to take it to Aaron and test you. When I say amen, you say amen. Sometimes you need to do those remarks. Apart from the fact that it's a feedback to the preacher, it also helps you. But some people, after they are shouting, they forget what the preacher is saying. See, don't rehearse it. Let it come into your mind. Don't rehearse it. Yeah! What did the pastor say? You can't remember. What is it? Well, he said yeah. Because you have rehearsed it. But when it comes spontaneously. See, this beating, I used to beat people. He's trying to emphasize for me. Ko wole, that's the way. It's not as if I rehearse beating. So in case I'm exactly standing, your phone, please expect it. And if you have faith, you convert it to mantra to tackle your battle. Can I take one or two more? Do not sleep during the service. Do not sleep during the service. It's a sign of dishonor to your maker. When you are feeling sleepy, rise up on your feet. Anybody sleeping around you, wake them? Anybody sleeping? Hallelujah. The next one, some people are not used to AC, so in the job they gave up his fan. So that no fan says, his window. Praise God. Also, hear this. Apart from important reasons, don't stand up during the service. Apart from important reasons, don't stand up during the service. Don't stand up. Don't leave the church. Don't stand up during the service. Don't stand up during the service. Apart from important reasons, don't stand up. And the last one this morning for church ethics is that don't have a know-it-all expression on your face. I've met people like, when you're preaching, even though the guy is not doing it well, I'm worried the person is fine. I went to preach somewhere and the guy just shook. As I looked there, my eyes were, I was carrying my, one time I said, I don't care what you feel! But what I come to announce is that this! So I was trying to shook the guy very well. I would go to his front. I don't care what you feel! Did you think it's not my, not myself, in myself? It's called self-motivation. Because his eyes is pushing me. His eyes is distracting me. So, I have to distract him too. When they roar, you too roar. You too roar back. Some people have a know-it-all expression. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. If you are blessed, this morning, shout yes! Okay. I don't mean to be like this. Okay, any question? Anybody have any question? Okay. Thank you. Can I hear from you? Compliment people here. Amen. He said, I told them to compliment people. What if you compliment and the person is not replying? Have you done that before? Yours is to keep doing good. Keep sowing. Okay. It's giving you a bad feeling. I don't know. You know, some ladies feel when you tell them they are nice, you feel they want to toast them. Some people feel when you tell them, how you look good. Anybody unbelievable. See, let me tell you, when I was upset, president, I used to go and visit some sisters in the hostel. I'll go and greet them. You know, I used to have provisions because RSM members used to buy provision for me. They liked me. They loved me when I was fellowship, so when I was pastor. So in my house, you find food, you find provision, you find yam, you find a lot of things. So I have, so I'll go to guest hostel and greet some of my daughters. I'll pack food for them, pack everything I have, so I give it to all of them. So one day, I just saw that one stop talking to me. I say, sister, so you didn't call me. The master, why? After a while, do you know what she did? I now told one of my friends that, you see, I told one of my friends that, this sister is not, oh my God, she doesn't answer me again. She said, Pastor Connor, I told her, sister, so why you know? The last time you're not gonna find me, you'll be taking care of somebody, you'll be giving somebody everything, and you'll be affecting somebody's emotion. I said, I am sorry. I was just being sincere. But our love language is gift. So I was touching the button of her life. But she knew there was a sister. So she had to give herself reset. Pastor does not like me. So the best thing is avoid pastor. Some ladies literally, they are moved by attention. So it's not their fault to repel attention. So you keep doing good and stay away. You give somebody attention in the church, let another keep disturbing her. Which attention are you giving? Just give the attention, give the remark and leave. You get that? Give the remark and leave. Some people will give the remark. They will give the remark. They will keep giving the remark. And they are remarking until they are mad. So all you need to do is just give it and leave. Do you understand that? Then in case, then some people have experienced hatred. A lady told me she hates sex. Why? And she's getting married because she was raped. She hates man. She hates man because she was abused. The guy raped her and keep coming to sleep with her. You know, when a guy rapes you and the guy will dance a bully on you, come to your house. Hello. Because she was naive, she will open up again. She wasn't, you know, sex is meant to be enjoyed in marriage. For this one, apart from not marriage, is pain. So you now call the guy, collect her phone. Take this one. They kill you. The guy, you know, what's his name? The guy molested the lady. From that time, the lady ate it. So when you compliment them, they feel one of them. So they don't understand love. Or maybe a lady have put his whole trust in a guy, love the guy so much, and the guy guilted her. So when the other guy is coming with a true expression of love, she doesn't understand it. She's like, you have come again. That's what I want to see before you start. Do you understand that? So it's not their fault. You show the love. Because if you stay long enough, they are going to open up to you. And when they open up to you, and you're not interested in that relationship, you are hurt them again. Relationship class. Any other question? Or comment? Question or comment? Okay.
I was blessed today. That was powerful.
The first time I'm hearing this in a church, I owe you something. Any other comment? Don't say that one I said. Say something else. Comment, observation, question, or something you... Any other person, you can come and say something. I knew you have something to say. Now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pastor spoke about how to behave. And this, it's not just the church affair. It's something that we believe in. Not about all these kind of talks that we have, is that when we're impacted, we get this initial gra-gra. Tomorrow we are perfect. Next week Sunday, everybody's perfect. Everybody's doing everything as they ought to do. Then 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we all will be fine. I said something last week Sunday on conscious confidence. And Pastor mentioned it, and that is the secret of meditation. You keep saying it. So you keep telling yourself, I will be better than I was yesterday.
what Jesus did in the Bible, after a while, he asked people around him, who do men say that I am? To ask people around, what is my character like? I did once in a while. What is my strength? What are my weaknesses? What are the things that I normally overlook? People closest to you will tell you. What normally the things that I overlook a lot? The way to correct you and you to build up in yourself. I'll do it consciously. I'll do it continuously. Because anything you just do once, it's not be a one-time wonder. It's not that you do consistently. Because this message will come and go. Someone said that motivation and messages are like taking your bath. Just do it daily. Even though you will stink, even though you will smell. So you keep adding, I keep adding. And just give your message. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. About what he said, do you know one day I was in the bedroom? That day, I used, a day before, I took my bed with two buckets of water. Two big, big one. So, as I entered the bedroom, I just turned on the shower sometimes, and I heard the Holy Ghost say, Daniel, I love this boy, so much. He said, Daniel, he says, sir, when he talks, I know. He said, I thought you took your bucket, you took your bed with two buckets of water yesterday. I said, yes. He said, why are you doing it again today? I said, because I need to bath. Do you know what he told me? I now told him, I said, sir, I said, the bait of yesterday, no matter how many pills, does not erase or cancel out of today. He said, so, the prayer of yesterday, no matter how many hours, is not enough for today. I heard that from the Holy Spirit. He said, I told him, he said, why are you taking your bed? I thought you used two buckets yesterday. I said, sir, the bait of yesterday, no matter how many days, does not erase the baiting of today. He said, so also. The prayer of yesterday, no matter how many hours, does not erase the prayer of today. You know, deep. So, you see, character. Pastor Yinka is here. I love him so much. The way he honors me, he kind of give me, I don't understand. The guy is just strange. Pastor Yinka is a strange person. He honors me so well, and I'm like, who is this guy? Forget the fact that maybe probably he's younger than me, but honor is not about age. When he talks to me, if I shout at him, I can't get angry. The cool voice to say I'm sorry is enough to keep you calm. Pastor, I'm sorry. See, there is a language of apology. Have you read that book before? There's a way to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You are saying you say I'm sorry. Or three different ways. Do you get that? Any other question or comment or something? Okay. I want to take ethics in the workplace.
Praise God. I am really blessed this morning by Pastor's word. This particular comment from Pastor that whenever you go to visit a man in his office, don't look at his table. I'm this kind of person. I have an uncle in school. If I go visit him, I always look at his table. Like, the four corners of the table. Probably, so me, I'm looking for what to read. Because that is how far my course that I'm reading has dealt with me. It's just about reading and looking for what to read. And the way he used to look at me, though he has never commented on it, but I have never sensed it that way that it's not good. But I am really blessed this morning, and I know I'll change. I'm really blessed. Because I used to look at the table, looking for what to read. And the way he looks at me, it's somehow hard. It's absurd. And I have never sensed it before that it's not good.
Hallelujah. Can I teach you Eba? Eba is the principle that have made me what I am today. Eba. Eba means emotional bank account. Emotional bank account. That's the principle that makes me what I am today. It has worked for me. See, anytime you meet somebody you love, somebody ahead of you that you want to be like, or you want to mentor you, or you want somebody to mentor, you want somebody to, you want to get something from somebody you respect so much, give them a bar. I will explain. You can't withdraw from the account you have not deposited. Many of us go to make withdrawals when we have not deposited. See, there's a guy called Word Speak. That guy
He wanted to connect with me. He said I should be his mentor. I didn't answer him. Do you know what he did? Any post I post, the guy will comment. The guy will share it. So after a while, I started noticing, who is this guy sharing my post? If I post on Twitter, the guy will retweet. He was just all over me. If I say something, he will say, ah, God bless you, sir. The guy is just everywhere. The guy now went, he's a graphic designer. He will go and get some of my messages, turn them to picture quotes, do something for me. I was like, I have to call him. Hello? Please come and see me. What do you want? He said, be my mentor. I said, automatic. Mentorship. Because why? He deposited. So he could come for withdrawal. Your deposit can cost you 20 years. Keep depositing. See, you go to a man, help me. Don't ask for help until you have invested. There is a time a man cannot resist you. You know, I've shared this humorous before. Pastor Leke Adeboye, it's my mentor. I love him so much. I signed for him since 2008. He spoke to me for the first time because I was 15. Pastor Leke picked my call for the first time in 2016. I've been following 2008. How many years difference? 8 years. And I was consistent. You know what I was doing? What I was going to do? I keep sending messages to him every night. I was consistent. When I come to camp, I come and greet him. I'm not like the ones I want to fans. I know where I'm going to. I'm targeting the voice of Daddy Gio. I can't meet Daddy, but I can meet his son. So, yeah, I was looking for that. So, hey, they will take selfie, Pastor Leke post on Facebook. I didn't do it. Selfie. Because you are selfish. Don't mind me. I'm just trying to play with words. So I keep following. He's aware of me. I keep sharing all his posts. If he comment on Facebook, I liked it. I keep doing it. So one day, I called him. I said, sir, I want to be praying for you every morning. Keep sending me your prayer points. You look at me, kind of the geo. But I was not afraid. I was going somewhere. After a while, I know my prayer cannot count. It's rather I pray for you. I was just looking for something to do. And I came, I said, sir, I live in Ondo. When I come to camp, every convention comes. Sir, when I come to convention, I will come out 2 days before. Can I be hanging your clothes? I don't want to wash clothes back. I will go. He said, I have a dry cleaner. I said, yes, I know. Just permit me. He said, okay. Come. When I came, he didn't allow me to enter his house. He took me to the backyard. I was angry. As I was angry, I was speaking in tongues. In fact, I burnt one. He came to the bar, gave me bottled water, gave me coke, gave me drink. I took water, I didn't take coke. To prove I'm not here for what you have. See what I'm saying? I didn't take the coke, I took water. To just prove to him that I'm not here for what you have. He didn't give me money. I rejected it. I said, I came to be blessed. I went. I came back again for progress to continue. He started asking me, do you know what I did? I was pastoring a church in Akure. Pastor Leke did something. He took one of my church programs, posted on that video stage. It's like, wow. A church in Apatapiti. Pastor Leke, is that on that video stage? I sent text. Thank you, sir. I'm the one that came to hang in his clothes. I thank you for the opportunity. Always appreciate every opportunity. I told my workers, if I give you a platform to take with me prayer, say thank you, send me thanks. You will come back the next time. Some people don't know this wisdom. If I'm your pastor, you are my assistant pastor. If you are the one to preach today, thank me for, I'm not saying you, thank the person for the opportunity. It will come back. Any opportunity you appreciate, you don't depreciate. Somebody help you with something. Appreciate the person. It's as good as your mom cook food. Say thank you for the meal. If you are used to saying it, you will thank your wife. You somebody take your wife.
Somebody did great for you. Appreciate them
for that opportunity. So I said, thank you for the opportunity to iron your clothes. Ah, he said, thank you. He said, that's me. The next month I came to iron the next program, and he came to me. He said, you say you are a pastor? I said, yes. He said, you are a pastor? I said, yes. He said, can you preach in PSF tomorrow? I've been waiting for that opportunity. I said, oh, thank you. I prepared the message I preach. He said, in case the opportunity comes, I'm ready. If you remember that message, I want a blue suit with a pink tie. When it was my member. From that day, I didn't stop preaching PSFT today. It didn't happen. Don't try to influence somebody ahead of you. They are going to be. Look for what to do. I was ironing when he said I should preach. From ironing to the altar. From the altar to the altar. I became the pastor of LSE. From ironing. Are you with me, church? Service is a key. Service is called a bank. Always invest in somebody's emotion. You will get it back later. I don't like using this scripture, but that's the truth. The gift of a man maketh way for him. That gift is not talking about gift, though. It's talking about bribe. It's talking about what you give. That thing is not talking about the talent, though. The gift of a man maketh way for him. It's not talent. Okay, show me that scripture. Proverbs 18:16, right? Is it Proverbs 18:16 or 16:18? Eh? 18:16, show me that scripture. Show me Amplified Version and TLB. How many is going to want to go? A man's gift and brings him before great men. And that version, if you can see Living Bible or Message Version, so you understand what the meaning of this gift here. A gift gets what? It buys the attention of eminent people. And that version, giving a gift can open. It gives access to important people. Another version, do you want to meet? Do you want to meet an important person? Take a gift and it will be easy. Pastors are preached about talent. It's not talent, it's what is in your hand. My mentor told me he went to the mountain to go and pray. He said when he got there, the prophet told him, pray for your members. He could only remember 7. And they are not his members. They are the people blessing his ministry. They are the people blessing his ministry. The people I pray for the most are the people blessing me. I can't deceive you. I can't.
Don't go to a mentor's house empty-handed. Buy bread. 200 naira.
Not ever.
You are going to meet somebody. Don't just carry your leg. If it is changing,
buy it.
You don't have money to give him. He has a son. Buy change for the son. 50 naira.
Hey, maybe I brought this for you. I invest. The day you will reap it. These are the things that God has taught me as a young person that made me what I am today. Say, Father, give me wisdom. See, learn to do these things. It opens doors. It opens doors. I'm not saying because I'm getting myself into gifts like, they're going to bring cups. The pastor will say, I don't need your cup. They're going to bring unbreakable place. Not because I want to get married or anything. No. I'm not saying because of me.
You get that?
I'm not saying because I'm just saying so I can learn the things I've learned that have helped me. Praise God. You must consciously learn all these things and become a better person in life. Then learn to invest in people's ability. See. How many of you read the story of that lady that acted this Wakanda film, Black Panther? That lady, you know that story? You know, there was a man that used to discourage her from acting. Now the man is trying to take selfie with her. See, anybody you discourage, Even though you don't believe in the dream, support them physically. What that talent can become later, you don't know. Don't look down on any talent. Don't look down on any talent. The business is small. It doesn't make sense. A guy woke up some days ago and started packing shit. Today is one of the richest. He started mobile toilet. What's his name? Eh? He started mobile toilet. The business is smelling. He will give you the smelling money. Don't look down on anybody. Make it your character. I will never look down. I may not like your face, but I won't look down on you because I don't know your future. I don't know your future. I won't look down. Jesus culture. Jesus does not have a culture, but Jesus is our culture. You hear what I'm saying? Jesus is our culture. Jesus is our culture. And some characters you can also learn in your workplace. Let me just say this, that maybe we can just, I just round up with this and see how God will help us. Be polite, be polite, be polite, be polite, be polite. Number two, do not criticize. Do not criticize anyone. Be polite, do not criticize anyone. Number three, do not take anything personal. Do not take anything personal. You get that? Am I too fast? Number four, be friendly. Be friendly. These are ethics in the workplace. Be friendly. Be friendly. Number five, do not break official dress code. Can you go now a little? Thank you. Do not break down official dress code. For example, in your office, they used to wear suit every Sunday, every Monday. Now say, I'm a free person, you now came with your gym. It's a sign of bad character. For example, they have dress code for workers in church. You just come to church anyhow you like. Do not break official dress code. See, the dress code might not be fine suitable to you, but don't break it. Another one is light body spray. Light. Perfect. Don't be smelly as if you are in graveyard. Much one. Kilo day. Buy original. It's not about the quantity. Just. What did you know? It's done. Light. But it's. It mustn't be too much. Sometimes you sit next to love, you are just shook. You are just shook. Light. I'm talking about ethics in the workplace. You are going to your place, you are going to your workplace on Monday morning, and you must be light. It must not be too much. Then another one is that do not talk loudly when on phone.
Hey, Yabisi! Ha! Holy! Say, Tira Sojabu! Ah! Gary Ungo! Okay!
You are the officer. And I go, hey, Risika, Risika,
how is you?
Hey, I say, ah, oh, Rico, sit on under 40 degree. Ah, local people. In the office, lie. Don't talk loudly on the phone. Reduce your voice to the barest minimum. Also, if you have a dental problem, meet a dentist. So that when you are talking to your colleague, he won't be covering his mouth. Meet a dentist. Then, wear fresh and neat clothes. Wear fine and neat clothes. Don't expose your body in the workplace. Nice clothes, neat clothes, don't expose your body. Then, another thing is that complete your assignment within the time frame given to you. Complete your assignment. Within the time frame, complete your assignment within the time frame. You have a job to deliver on Wednesday, don't go and give excuse. Many of us are believers. Don't play your song too loudly. Use earpiece. How many of you have met people like that in the office? Just like hear any bishop when he puts a message, disturb everybody. Use it. Even my message, even my tongues, don't play it in the office. It can be offensive during work hours. Use it. Then be excited, be enthusiastic about the work. Don't lose your credibility. Hallelujah. Have we learned something this morning? Are you blessed after this morning? If you are blessed, celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. See, John, if all of us can get all this character right, the world will be a better place. Do you agree with me? If all of us can do things right, the world will be a better place. And we'll have the character. So we're going to do something this morning. Can you? Okay. Do you have any other question or something? Anybody? Okay. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord. This is my first time. I'm so excited to be in the meeting of this beautiful and handsome children of the living God. And I pray that the servants of the Lord that the Lord is using in this place, more anointing upon you, sir. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. In this generation, they are really fun, indeed fun. I am pleased when you say that this generation, when you see an adult coming, you're like, you're dragging the veil with the person. I think it is wrong. In our own time, it wasn't like that. Maybe because of your technology, your phone, and all this stuff, I believe that our own time is this old, and you might be doing that to your sister-in-law, your future sister-in-law, or even your mother-in-law. The impression I got this morning I was telling my daughters, I don't know whether that's how you people behave. If I, an adult, will be saying good morning to you, young one, and everybody like keeping quiet. It's not costly. You don't pay money for good money. You don't pay money to exchange greeting. You don't. And when I have to hit a GS3 student some weeks back, I was coming into the class and this same girl was also like, I was like, even if Tobaya Koti Gato me, Tiko Gweti Kun, all those kind of stuff. Don't you know our, so I was like, I pushed her away, and this is what is happening. Please, the Lord will bless and keep you all from us. You people need to be changed.
Hallelujah. Can we celebrate Jesus? Do you know, like one mommy said, maybe the person is your future. Shadow, what I want to say. Mother-in-law, yes. May God give us wisdom. Then she said something about good morning. When you meet somebody, just say good morning. Okay, can I teach us how to shake somebody? Okay. Some of us don't even know how to shake. I don't see. You don't know how to shake. Okay, you try. Church, can you look at me? When you want to shake somebody, you do like this. Okay. I'm coming. For those here, I'll come to the front. When you meet somebody, stretch out your hand. Do you get that? It must be firm. You're busting the money. Oh, damn it! They're just sacking the next day. So, you just, you are not coming like this. It's not your guy. It's not your guy, but you do a shake like this. Then, you give the person eye contact. And smile. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like this. Do you get that? Where is Sam? Like this. So, don't look down. When you look down, it's a sign of timidity. Do you get that? When you look down, let me make you laugh. There was one guy that was forming. A guy was forming that is a twitch boy. He's in the lorry. So he was forming that is a twitch boy. So the mother said, give up, chop knuckle. He said, buddy. Here for me. He said, hey, God, you know, he was not going. He said, chop. Yeah, chop.
Come, let me show the people in front how to shake someone. So when you are shaking somebody like this, I give you a smile, eye contact, not also a lady. Then if you are shaking a lady, don't squeeze her hand. Don't squeeze. Some guy is very don't peckle. It's very light. Don't hallelujah. Okay, Muya, let me help.
Thank you. I made a statement about at work, and you shouldn't criticize. So I just wanted to point out that sometimes you have been required to actually, that's what I can say, so constructive and destructive criticism. And
thank you. I also want to mention that constructive criticism is necessary.
I'm going to talk about this. So far, you look present.
That's the dress code for your workplace. It's acceptable. I'm saying don't go against the official dress code of your workplace. You understand what I'm saying? Then every workplace has a stipulated dress code, right? So dress in line. For example, you can't be wearing suit when you are supposed to wear jeans. As an engineer, will you go to work with Agbada? The engine will just roll you up. Can I take one more? No, let me take from. Okay. Ah! Pastor Dami! Wow, let me celebrate Pastor Dami. Pastor Dami is in church. He's my friend. When I was outside president, he was outside president of Federal University of Oye Ekiti. He's in church this morning. We have not met, I don't think we have met since then. He's in church this morning.
Pastor Dami, thank you so much. Sincerely, I've always admiring back then, I named to be somebody who's very vibrant for the Lord. But thank God that my path is crossing. He has been trying to invite me on the way. He has been trying to invite me. But because I said, okay, I will just find time. If I leave Lagos, I'll find time to come attend a service. As he said, sir, I didn't have any doubt in my heart. Because part of the world is only sharing with me on WhatsApp, on Facebook, that I've been getting. And I've been hearing good news about him. Even brother, I don't know if he still remembers me. Bauchi, RCG, Alpha and Omega, sincerely, you are doing wonderful job, sir. And I want to appreciate God for what he's using for here. Alright, I just want to make a few comments on what he has said. Well, I want us to understand that the purpose of this Jesus culture is that others may see us and come to Jesus. What do I mean? He wants us to be light. And you know, light shines in darkness so that darkness will not comprehend. So it means that all the characters Pastor has taught us today is such that wherever we are, when we display this character over and over again, even those who are not Christ and those who do not belong to Christ, by the time they see that a lot of things are actually different about us, they will ask you, come on, even if they will not ask you for something, we're heading, we have to give some things time, they will heal. Sometimes time will tell. They will ask you, come, what is wrong with you? I've been observing you. The way you do your things, they're just so exceptional. Can you show me why? Then you tell them at that point. Because the Bible says that when they ask you what's the reason of your hope, then what do? You open your mouth and talk. Another thing I want to comment on is that some of us, our slangs, sincerely, they are very bad. What do I mean? We use worldly slang. Even the church, there are some guys say some things. We are focusing. You know this kind of bad stuff. And then we just use them in church. It's please, even in our place of work, everywhere we go, please, I want to beg us. Let's stop this slang. Or else, there will be no difference between you and those in the world. God bless us in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @danielolawande. Stay blessed.